need to go down there and be competitive to warrant someone giving us a start.
Now, you're in the owners here, but how's the rest of them? Reece Holleran, of course, a former big player in radio. Is he the co-trainer these days, Donna?
Yeah, he finds the races, and we all have an input and things like that, so he's excited. Like, as I said, it'd be a massive thrill to get a start, but I think he genuinely probably warrants a start in it.
Yeah, understand. Hey, you had a good winner, just moving on briefly. Galaxy Force went all right the other day, or yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, he went super. Like, he's only lightly raced, 3 starts now for 2 wins, and, you know, hopefully he'll probably start over 12 or 1300 next start, and if he can win, he's a genuine chance in the country championship, the next one coming.
Okay, so you're very keen on it for next year?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, jot it down, listeners. Galaxy Force, the winner of a race at Wagga yesterday, long term. Just wanted to get an update, Donna, on Bennelong Dancer, because she always puts herself in races, and so we're looking at pencil down the 17th of August as a possible in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's it. At this stage, yeah, there's a nice sort of race there, benchmark race, 1200, and, you know, hopefully she goes well fresh, and if we could win that, then it'd be nearly sort of probably put her away a bit and concentrate on the Kosciuszko.
Understand. Good on you, Donna. We'll certainly stay in contact.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Donna Scott joining us there from Albury. That Kosciuszko pre-nom market, Victorum's the favourite at 4. Noble Boy, 460. Care to think likely to run tomorrow at 7. And at this stage, Bennelong Dancer is a $26 chance, along with last year's winner of the Kosciuszko, Bell Flyer. So that's a pre-nom market for the Kosciuszko with Bennelong Dancer. And don't forget those tickets. They're available now. You can simply buy one at 5, or you can buy as many as you want. And we're going to catch up with many players around the Kosciuszko over the next few weeks here on Racing HQ. Repeating again, relevant to Grafton tomorrow, for those that are just dropping in and out of the program, the scratching of Cradle Mountain in the Ramorny makes it 3 scratchings right now. Bonamy, Cradle Mountain and Elberman. That allows the third emergency star boy to get a run. It's on the way there from Scone. It left Scone at around 4 this morning. We'll get there over the next hour or so for Brett Kavanagh. And the track is a soft 7. Matt Dunn telling us that if it gets to a 6 and it's a fine day tomorrow, then Care to Think will run. And Michael Beattie, the club CEO, feeling that it will get to a 6 at some stage tomorrow with fine weather today and tomorrow. And Sean Cosgrove, that is, will be joining us on air from Grafton tomorrow morning between 9 and 11, as well as Thursday for Cup Day.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Anyone with a firearms licence could soon be given the right to shoot wild deer, according to News Corp. A plan by the state government has gained the support of Cabinet. It's believed the government is planning to gazette a new regulation that would ease shooting restrictions in a bid to control the deer population. A man has crashed his car in Bankstown overnight, allegedly behind the wheel at more than 3 times over the legal limit. The 51-year-old was driving around Bass Hill at 8:30 when he lost control, smashing into a parked car and power pole. And Australians living overseas are being warned they can't dodge student loans by moving away, with the tax office planning a big crackdown. The Australian tax office will contact people with student debt who are already overseas in the coming months. Making headlines in sport this morning, as Ash Barty's Wimbledon charge has come to an end at the hands of America's Alison Risk. Unseeded Risk withstood 12 aces from Barty last night to chalk up her tour best 14th grass court victory of the season. Meanwhile, world number one Novak Djokovic is through to the quarterfinals, so is Rafael Nadal. New South Wales 5'8" James Maloney spoke to the boys on the Big Sports Brekkie this morning and said this state of origin may possibly be his last, while Queensland captain Daly Cherry Evans has finally come clean about his fitness before the Origin decided tomorrow, admitting to have little white lies in the past. The Maroons halfback insists he's finally overcome an ankle and shoulder niggle and is finally ready to unleash his running game in tomorrow's decider. And ahead of his 400th NRL game, Melbourne captain Cameron Smith has said he has no plans to retire and may consider playing past his current contract. That's all the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report. Need a home loan, but you've got to get to work? An ANZ mobile lender is the home loan specialist who comes to you. They can even meet you at work if you like. Just search ANZ mobile lending. Thornley, Pennant Hills, broken down truck approaching the Kominara Parkway. One of four southbound lanes is closed, is in lane one. And Chilora, a broken down truck there at Rookwood Road at Muir Road. One of three northbound lanes is closed, lane one. Get 1 month free with HCF when you take out HCF Bronze plus hospital and extras cover. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at hcf.com.au. I'm Ian McRae, and that's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing Saturday, July 27. Undefeated Aussie champ Jai Opatia battles New Zealand's Nick Charalampas with three regional titles up for grabs. There's a full star-studded undercard, including the professional debut of Rabideau Luke Burgess, taking on former Rabideau star Bo Champion in the Battle of the Bunnies. It all happens at the Big Top, Luna Park, Saturday, July 27. Tickets now on sale. Just go to www.bigtopsydney.com.
Sky Sports Radio is primed to bring you all the very best in greyhound racing.
Sugar Skulls moved up, struck the front, too good.
Who will claim the Group 1 finals of the Peter Mossman and Vic Peters Classic?
Saturday.
Going Greyhounds, updates 10:40 each morning, then all the action Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
Lazarus, twice named New Zealand Horse of the Year. Lazarus, also named 3-year-old, 4-year-old and 5-year-old Pacer of the Year. Lazarus, an Australasian Grand Circuit champion for 2 years in a row. And at the time, as a precocious 2-year-old, Lazarus paced the fastest 2-year-old mile ever down under with a final quarter of 25-1. Lazarus, standing at Burraby Stud in New South Wales.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, and this morning we're going to focus in on Newcastle, and Michael Buckley, the track manager, is joining us. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew.
On the back up from Saturday, how's it prepared for today, mate?
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, Andrew. We've been greeted with a nice sunny day, top of 18 degrees. And we had 5 mils of rain after our meeting on Saturday, so it's freshened the track up nicely. The rail's moved out to 9 the entire for today. So fresh pad of grass out there, and they're looking forward to a 7-race card.
I'm going back to Saturday. Was it true Saturday?
It was true up the straight, and it was out free around from the 1800 to the 400.
So it's a total fresh pad then, 9.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so they did get into it a little bit once the afternoon showers rolled in late in the day, but we've had six meetings in the last 7 weeks, so we've had plenty of rail moves and plenty of racing.
All right, so a soft 5, the rail at 9 metres for this 7-race card at Newcastle today. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good one.
Thanks, Andrew.
Michael Buckley there from the Newcastle Jockey Club, and Gary Harley's, well, something that Gary hadn't used forever got used yesterday, the rain jacket, Gary.
You're not wrong, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, between Trindai and Gunnedah, which is about 80 k's forward, I thought we won't even get there. They'll be cooled off. But they had a hell of a drop of rain, but the track was patchy. In some places it was very heavy, heavy 8 or 9, and then other places it was all right. But the jockeys rode till about race 4, but there was concern. And then Shane Cullen, the steward, said, look, I think we've had enough, and that was it. Sad for the club, but there was nothing you could do about it. The rain had set in, and the kickback was too much.
Yeah, it impacted around that black soil that Shane spoke about earlier on our program. Yeah,
On TV, even though the three races were called off, they would have been dancing in the streets of Canada to get that amount of rain, mate.
Yeah, 15 mil. Everyone was dancing in the street.
Someone told me Tamworth got 30.
Well, Shane said they got 15, but he did say some other parts did get more than 15.
Yeah.
But then you went out to Dubbo and that area, and they only got 5. So it was a bit hit and miss, but at least it was some. Let's not complain about that. All right, 7 race card, mate. How do you find this meeting today?
Oh, I've got a couple of good things. I'm only spending $8 on the quaddie today.
Oh, geez.
And we've got a small field to kick off. But it's a pretty strong meeting, I think. Peter and Paul Snowden have got a very, very smart 2-year-old on debut today. Cost around $600,000. Obscene a little bit later on. But all in all, I think the horse of John O'Shea's in race 5 is a very promising stayer. Basil King's riding him today. So I've stood those out in the quaddy, and let's see how we go, mate.
All right. Well, in the first race, as you mentioned, the small field of the day, Hotel Amore currently $1.90. 3 Saintly Sunrise at $4.40, 4 High Flight at $3.50, and 5 Kings Row currently at $6.
I think High Flight can win for Paul Perry today. She's very hard to catch. 22 starts without a win, 8 placings. But she's got a bit of talent, and it's just a matter of her putting her mind on the job. She's run 2nd or last 3 at Newcastle, Wyong and Scone. Normally, in a reasonable field, she'd get way back and run on strong. Only 5 runners today, so she's not going to be far off the lead. And Rachel King got some nice rides. She may be able to get the best out of this mare. Hotel Amore, I can see why it's so short. It ran 30 the other day, but High Flight beat it home. It ran 2nd on the 29th of June here. This gelding got beat, or 3/4 of a length. He was hampered late in the race. Could have been a little bit closer, but he'd be a lot fitter now. 3rd run back in a good stable with the Freedman's. Gibbo riding him. He's going to win the premiership here, jockey's premiership, so he's hard to beat. 3 Saintly Sunrise could run a place in the small field. Warren Gavinlock all the way from Coffs Harbour. And number 5, Kings Rose. 4, 1, 3, and 5.
4, 1, 3, and 5 there. To race 2 over the sprint trip of 900. Number 1, Sterismo, is currently at $4.80 at tab. 2, Chickadilly, easing just a little bit to $3.40. 3, Rhythmic Pulse at $2.50. Number 5, Go Joyce Go. It's the mover of the morning in this race. $4.40 to $3.80. Number 5, Survey's Legacy at $17. Dyer Vernon at $23. And the bottom one, Miss Wicked Nikki, is at $71. So the mover early, Gary, is Go Joyce Go.
Yeah, it's got a lot of speed, Go Joyce Go. It'll hit the ground and run. It was run down at Cessnock back on the 3rd of June, so it hasn't run for 5 weeks. Barrier 1, Louise Day, claiming 3.52.5. I think it'll lead. I'm keen on Rhythmic Pulse here. He loves a fast pace in these 900-metre races. They go like the wind. He's better suited over further, but he'll love a fast pace here today. Couple of big wins at Port Macquarie and Scone, March and April. Run 2nd at Gosford, eventually Magic just beaten. And then run 3rd here at Newcastle to Bergen, beaten ahead his last start. Doesn't know how to run a bad race. Mitchell Bell got a soft draw. It'll sit back off the speed. I think he'll run him down the long straight. Go Joyce Go. I've got it in for 2nd. Just going to lead from Barrier 1. 900 metres, that's its go. Gwenda Markle coming up today from the south, Chickadilly. It's got a bit of speed too. Hasn't run since the 5th of March. Hasn't had a trial. On 2 on the trot, over 1,000 at Kembla. Last time in, you've got to respect Gwenda when she comes up here. Number 1, Starismo's got a chance. It's part owned by the wife of the recently retired Alan Scorse. Sharon is the part owner of the horse with a lot of Alan's ex-clients, Mike Armstrong and Jeff Barnett, our chairman, and his wife Maureen. They're all in the ownership. Johnny Duncan, former board member here. But Alan had to give up training, and he transferred the horse to David Atkins. Chris O'Brien's riding it. It's not without a chance. 3, 5, 2, and 1.
3, 5, 2, and 1 in race number 2. Race 3, a maiden plate here over the 1,300 metres. We start in the market here, number 3, Proud Tradition. It's 2.70, or in fact, it started 2.80. It's now $2.40, number 3, Proud Tradition for Mark Newnham. Down to 6, Emerald Earth at $8, along with number 7, Fabulosa. And the bottom one is the favourite, number 9, Shielded, for Godolphin and Sam Clipperton, $1.85.
Yeah, I think the Blue Army will strike here, Godolphin with Shielded. Drawn a bit tricky, but has the speed to take up a good position. It's going from 1,200 to 1,300 today. And he's put the winkers on it today, James. It ran second of a stablemate, Shot Arrest here last start. The leaders track that day. The rail was out, and Shot Arrest went straight to the front and led all the way. And a number of the runners, winners that day, did that. This horse, something to beat a length, got a bump at the start, chased home hard. Run second of the Boom, 2-year-old exceedance at Wyong, only beaten 3/4 of a length on the 16th of May, and that'd certainly win this race. So we need young Sammy to get it across from Barrier 9. It'll be hard to beat. Proud tradition. There's a couple of horses in here today that bring back memories of 30, 40 years ago. And this is one of them, Proud Tradition. George White, an owner from Maitland, had a lot of the tradition horses and good ones. And Reckless Tradition ran 8th in a Melbourne Cup, ridden by Robert Thompson for him back in about 1987. And Proud Tradition is the name of one of the horses he raced. Now, Mark Newton's got this one. It's a Guri horse, bred out there. It's first up from a spell. Trialled terrific the other day at Randwick when it ran second, but a long way back. Held together to the line by Robbie Dolan, and actually was held together all the way. It's a big threat to the favourite, no doubt. Third pick, number 6, Emerald Earth. For Anthony Cummings, it's going okay. Ran fourth here to California Musical a couple of weeks back. Got beat about 4 lengths. It could run a place. And number 7, Fabulosa. First up, for Claire Cunningham and Tim Clark. 9, 3, 6, and 7.
9, 3, 6, and 7 there in race number 3. Race 4, the Senfoss 2-year-old Maiden and James Harron, the Batemans, the Inghams. G1G Racing, the couple of Inglis family are in this horse. Steve Gillard's in it. A horse called Leo by I Am Invincible out of the Dam Swooning. And it's debuting today for Peter and Paul Snowden. It opened this morning at $7.50, now $6.50. Number 1, Leo. Number 4, Red Light Dancer at $3.50 and just drifting out a little bit. 6, Private Thoughts at $12. 8, Super Longley at $3.60 and just drifting out. 9, Obscene's gone 260 into 220 this morning. Number 9, the stablemate Obscene here, it's having its second run for the same camp here, Peter and Paul Snowden. So they've got two very interesting runners in this race. Gary?
It's a good thing, Obscene, for me. I think she's very, very smart. $600,000 yearly by not a single doubt. You know the breed just love a soft track. That's what she's got today. She hasn't raced. Terrific trial at Randwick the other day, 28th of June. Tommy Berry rode her. She was running second early, then shared the lead on the third, and unextended all the way to the line. Barrier 2, Sam Clipperton, should I say. She's got to get a lovely run. I'm very keen on her. I think she's a special today. Super Longley, a trial good for Mark Newnham. Had to be called on under pressure to be ridden out in the straight. It had fought well to win that trial at Randwick. First started by More Than Ready. The soft track won't worry it. 4 Red Light Dancers, got a ton of speed. It's a 1,900-metre horse. Second of last 2 at Musselbrook and Cessnock. It'll hit the ground running. And number 6, Private Thoughts, has got a chance. Leo's got a place chance, but I'm pretty certain the Snowden's favour the other one. Obscene. Private Thoughts was the name of Kingston Town's brother, a very good horse, trained by Max Lees here at Newcastle. A real, real good horse. A top notcher. I looked it up, Andrew. He would have been 41 if he was still here today, Private Thoughts. But he was a great horse, a full brother to the champ, Kingston Town.
All right, there are your thoughts in race 4, and Obscene, as you mentioned, by not a single doubt out of the Dam Scene. So a lot of interest in race 4, which today is the first leg of the main quaddy with a 7-race card. Race 5 at Newcastle, 1 Financial at 13, down to number 5, Glamorama Girl at 10. Seven Di Valera is at $2 right now. Eight El Cano at $3.80. And the best of the rest, number 11, Dream Fire, $6.50.
Di Valera is my best bet of the day. Very promising stayer. Three-year-old colt, by not a single doubt. So the soft track, he'll love that. His run at Kemba was a ripper the other day. He went to 2,000 for the first time on a heavy 10. He was last in a field of 10. 8 of 10 off the lead during the run. Then Robbie Dolan got into the outside and he rocketed home. The Summit won the race. Chris Waller's horse, at John Cornish's, who goes okay. Beat him about three quarters, but he made up a ton of ground. He gives the impression he'll run 2,300. That's 2,355 today. He'll get back. He'll love that long straight here again. And I thought he was the better of the day. Racial King rides him. Financial, Robert Thompson's only ride before he drives to Grafton to ride in the Ramorny tomorrow. Won four Ramornys, by the way, RT. He's on a double figures horse tomorrow after all that. Andrew, this horse won a bottle of the race the other day. Tony Ball trains him, and Tony was a foreman for many years for the Snowdens and the Inghams and Godolphin. And he went back home up to the mid-north coast. That's where he's training these days. And Robert rode it the other day, made up a lot of ground to get there to length. And it's a maiden plate today, so it goes from 54 to 59. And there has been very good money for it. I saw on TV last night on our channel that it had been well backed at good odds. I've got in for second. Number 8, El Cano. Well, Chris Lee's had this, and Ed George, I'll tell you what, he's hard to catch this horse. He's had a lot of chances for Chris. I made him take about two or three times. All he used to do is get back the last and run second or third. Gay and Adrian have got him now. He loves to lead now that he's over a bit of trip. And you know how they like their horses leading. And I reckon he'll be in front today in this race. He's got a place chance. Tim Clark's on him. And number 11, Dream Fire, for Paul Perry. It's run was a beauty earlier. Well, I think it was there. One of the looks the other day. Yes, it was behind Mushroom Rock. 7-1-8-11.
7-1-8-11. Keen around the 7. The Arrowman Park benchmark 64 is race 6. One Flying Piero currently at $5. Two Calnera has been the mover this morning. 7 into $6. Four Waker is at 5. Five Litson at 9.50, drifting out to that quote. Frascati missed number 6, currently at $2.70. Eight Party Host, a mover this morning, 10, 9, and now $7, Party Host number 8. And the Iron Maiden, Maiden Gary, is $12.
If this was 2,000, I'd put my house on Frascati missed, but it's only a mile. He's coming back from 1,900, but I think they'll go along in the race, and that's what she needs. And she'll really unwind down this long straight. She's a Kiwi mare by Jimmy Chu, the outstanding Kiwi galloper, out of a Zabil mare. And, you know, 1,900 to 2,000 is probably her best trip. But in this field, I think she can win over the mile on the big track. Now, Timmy Riser, Tim Clark. Canterbury last start, 1,900. She got beat a length and a quarter. If she had it got out early in the straight, he probably would have won the race. Tommy Berry gave it time to settle back to the last, second last on the home turn at Canterbury, short straight. Got to the outside at the 100 and rocketed home. I think she can still win at 1,600. She'll certainly be doing her best work late. Stable mate, Flying Piero is a big danger. He's disappointing last start, but he's better than that. Canterbury last start, he got beat about 2.3, but he got beat a length and a half on McKenzo to this is Sarah and Asherani prior to that. That'll be good enough to be a big chance here. Cole Newrett, trained here by David Atkins, likes to bowl along. Louise Day gets back on him today. You've got to watch him. He goes, if there's no speed, he'll get up on the bit and want to pull, and that'll bring him undone if he does that. If he settles okay, he's got some chance. And number 4, Wacker. I think I noticed that this horse was an acceptor of graft tomorrow or Thursday, but it's obviously running here for James Cummings. 6-1-3-4.
6-1-3-4. The last is a benchmark 64. Accelerato number 1 currently at $4.60 at tab. 2 Loosened Lad at $2.90. 4 Holy Rain at $9. Juicy Tycoon, number 5, at $7.50. And the best of the rest is Snippinette, number 6, 18, 18, and now 14 in the last update coming through, number 6, Gary. And then we get to 10, Bubbles Ball, at $4.80. And that about wraps it up for the ones in the market in the last.
Most open race of the day by far, Andrew. There's half a dozen chances there. I'm with Bubbles Ball. I wasn't sure whether, you know, it's a big step in class for her. She got beat at Tamworth the other day and probably should have won. She protested unsuccessfully against the winner. She runs second. She struck a bit of trouble in the straight. She had 6 starts for 2 wins and 4 seconds. Most of those are on country tracks. Aaron Bullock's right now. Chris Lees has got her. She just needs a bit of luck. She can hit the line. Just whether she's up to the class with 58.5, but I'm going to gamble on her. Number 5 is Yesway Tycoon. Last run before a spell was Super in town. Run Thurber just got beat. It won well here 2 runs back before a spell. Jenny Graham's got it at Port Macquarie. Her niece, CJ Graham's riding. Gets back a little bit, just wants a bit of luck on barrier 10. Luke Ann Ladd, well, he chased home the boom horse at Wyong, the unbeaten horse of Adam Duggan, Sir Alton, the other day. He got beat 4 lengths, and that wouldn't be too bad for a race like this. Only a little fella, flashy chest up, and he's got a bit of speed, overcome the bad barrier. And number 4, Holy Rain, loves a big track. It's got to have a big track, and I thought the trial was good. Nashua Willer came up to trial at Newcastle and had beat 2 subsequent winners in the trial. So with double figures all round about that, the Kim Waugh and Sam Clementon has got a chance. 10-5, 2-4.
Righto. You're going to play a short quaddy, $8, haven't you?
Yep, that's right, mate. Quaddy numbers, race 4, number 9, standout obscene. Race 5, number 7, standout De Valera. 6-1 in race 6, Frascati, Miss and Flying Piero, and 4 of them in the open race, the last, 10-5, 2-4. 2 best bets,
yep.
Or 2 specials, obscene, at around about $2.80 in race 4, number 9, and the other one's $2, race 5, number 7, De Valera.
Righto. First race there today at 12:45 on a soft 5 and some nice weather there, which is good. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon.
Thanks, Andrew. Talk to you later.
Good on you, Gary Harley, looking at Newcastle and, of course, all the action here on Sky Sports Radio this afternoon to be called by Mitch Manners at Newcastle. Righto. Let's get to sports news because Chris Barsby's is knocking down the door. He wants to get in and talk about the first night of the Albion Park Winter Carnival, the Sunshine Sprint and the Oaks on Saturday night. And then Dave Carlson will talk about greyhound racing on going greyhounds, particularly around Saturday night at Wentworth Park. Here's the latest in sports news now with Maddie Sloan.
Morning to you, Andrew. Well, the Barty party is over. Her Wimbledon charges come to an end at the hands of American Alison Risk. The unseeded Risk withstood 12 aces from Barty to chalk up her tour best 14th grass court victory of the season. Well, world number one, no surprise here, Novak Djokovic is through to the quarterfinals, where he joins Rafael Nadal there as well. New South Wales 5'8" James Maloney has said this state of origin may possibly be his last, while Queensland captain Daly Cherry Evans has come clean about his fitness before tomorrow's decider in Sydney, admitting to little white lies. The Maroons halfback insists he's finally overcome an ankle and shoulder niggle and is ready to unleash for the running game in tomorrow's decider. And Cameron Smith has said he has no plans to retire and may consider playing past his current contract ahead of his 400th NRL game on Saturday. That's all the latest in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
If you're experiencing a radio transmission issue, please contact Sky Customer Service on 1800 251 710 and let us know.